On June 24, 2010, Kevin Rudd became the 26th ex-Prime Minister of Australia. Then on June 25, he assembled his X-Men. Now, it's Kevin and his X-Men!
Hey, let's have a bit of order for the first meeting of me and my X-Men. That's E-X-M-E-N for legal reasons, obviously.
I really think we should discuss the name.
Shushy, that's not important. What is important is that we've just intercepted a message from the evil Commandant Carbon to Julia Gillard.
Bugger!
Yes, he's demanding the government pay $1 million billion to him, or he'll unleash tons and tons of deadly plant-loving carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Holy Christmas crumpet! That's why Julia has been pushing her carbon tax.
Precisely, old chum. So all we have to do is, defeat Commandant Carbon. Hmm?
And then, well, it'll be bye-bye, sayonara, carbon tax.
Exactly. Fraser, Gough, Howard, take the X-Mobile, get out there and deal with it.
I'll just use my super speed and Meech's there.
Uh-huh.
The X-Mobile is so slow and I get a little car sick.
Yeah, look, whatever. Just go.
Meanwhile, deep inside the Carbon Castle, evil Commandant Carbon completes his cunning conundrum.
My plan is coming together, and the foolish Australian government have less than 24 hours to deliver my $1 million billion, or it's carbon curtains for them.
You won't get away with this, Commandant Crybaby.
It's fiscally irresponsible, and I should know.
Oh, three little unwise X-Men for Christmas. And here's my gift to you, the Carbon Blast. Good. Now you are trapped in my carbon footprint. And Julia will have no choice but to pay me my $1 million billion.
Can Kevin save our heroes and conquer Commandant Carbon? Or will he collect his cash and crush the economy? Tune in next time for more Kevin and his X-Men.